Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Monday, January the 2nd, and I am Asha Menon. First, a very happy new year to all of you. How will the first week of 2023 be for the markets? Here's a roundup. The market had seen a big recovery in the last week of 2022. Most sectors except FMCG and healthcare participated in the bull rally. The rally seems to have been driven by value buying in most of the beaten down stocks. Both Nifty and Sensex climbed back 80% from the previous week's losses, ending the three-week losing streak. The BSE Sensex rallied nearly 1,000 points to 16,841, and Nifty 50 jumped nearly 300 points to 18,105. The broader markets did better than the headline indices. The Nifty Mid-Cap 100 and Small Cap 100 indices added 4.5% and 6% respectively. Among sectoral indices on the NSE, Nifty PSU Bank outperformed headline indices and surged 11%. The other indices that did well were of metal, oil and gas, auto, bank and energy. Volatility and range-bound trade, which we had seen in the past 4 weeks, is expected to continue in the first week of 2023. The focus will be on FOMC minutes, monthly auto sales and macroeconomic data, according to market experts. There are also concerns around the COVID spread outside of China. Let's look at some of the key developments that are set to unfold this week. First, FOMC meet. The minutes of the December policy meeting are scheduled to be released this Thursday. It will be keenly tracked by global investors. The US Federal Reserve on December 14th had raised key interest rates by 50 BPS to 4.25 to 4.5%, the highest level in last 15 years. The officials had indicated that the rate hikes may continue in 2023 as well. Inflation did drop in November to 7.1% from 7.7% in October, but the Fed may wait for more data points to make sure that the inflation stays on its downward trajectory. Meanwhile, China's official PMI data released last week has dropped again. The index fell to 47 from 48 in November, which means a contraction in the third straight month. Second data point that will be tracked closely will be the domestic PMI numbers. Manufacturing PMI in November jumped a three-month high of 55.7, up from 55.3 in the previous month. Services PMI too had risen in November to 56.4 from 55.1 in October. This Friday, Forex reserves for week-ended December will also be released. Auto stocks will be in focus as companies will release their monthly sales numbers for December. The growth in passenger vehicle and commercial vehicle segments is expected to continue. According to analysts at Motilal Oswal, passenger vehicle demand has largely remained unaffected because order backlog across OEMs have sustained. While CVs and PEs are expecting to deliver good numbers, analysts don't expect the two-wheeler segment to do the same. Slowdown in the two-wheeler segment, which had started after the festive season, is expected to continue in December. Next is FII and DII flows numbers. The selling by the foreign institutional investors, or FIIs, continued even in the last week of 2022. But domestic investors have smartly offset the FII outflow. FIIs have sold more than 14,000 crore worth shares in December, but DIIs bought over 24,000 crore worth of shares in the same period. Even for the year, DIIs have bought 2.7 lakh crore worth shares against 2.78 lakh crore of FII selling. Moving on to IPO scheduled for this week. The subscription for SAR Polymers IPO will continue in the coming week. The bulk packaging solutions provider had launched a 66 crore IPO on December 30th. With a price band of ₹61 to 65 per share. The IPO will conclude on January 4th. Investors have responded well so far. They had subscribed 86% of shares on offer on the very first day of bidding. On January 4th, we have listing of Radiant Cash Management Services. Investor response to this IPO has been weak, with just 53% of the public issue subscribed to. Now let's look at what the charts are indicating for the coming week. The Nifty 50 has seen formation of dark cloud cover kind of pattern on the daily scale, which means more fall if it fails to hold the Friday's low. That said, on a weekly frame, we have a bullish candle formation. Nifty had taken a support at 17,770 level after falling for three consecutive weeks. This could indicate a pause in recent correction, and even possibly further buying in coming sessions. Market experts have said that the bullish bias in Nifty 50 will remain intact if prices remain above 17,800 on a closing basis, with resistance at 18,300 to 18,450 levels. But if prices were to close below 17,750, then the view will turn bearish. The F&O data indicates Nifty trading between 17,800 and 18,500. Volatility in the market had cooled down on Friday. BIX had settled at 15 after jumping to 17 in the early part of the week. With the week ending with BIX at 15, it gave some comfort to investors. That's all from us today. Stay tuned to Money Control for more updates on the markets. Have a wonderful trading day.